New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back in hour two of Old School. Austin Orman with you with Jay Foreman and DP on the road. Joined in studio by the host. I'm going to call him the host. The man that keeps it together for the captain. And Adam Carricker in the locker room. Jake Bachman. Bach, welcome into Old School.
Hey, it's good here. Yeah, it's good to be here. It's a little darker than when I'm usually in here, but I think I'll adjust.
I believe in you. Thanks to the guys from Charlie Proper for coming in and putting the Christmas lights up actually in the studio. They do a great job. Really appreciate them being around. CharlieProper.com is their website. You can make your home or business ready for the Christmas season with the help of Charlie Proper Interiors. They're a full-service interior design firm willing to assist in all aspects of your interior design project. Give them a call today at 601-228-2790. Transform your space with the help of Charlie Proper Interiors. All right, Bach, some developing news here. A lot going on in the college football coaching carousel. Some of it's spinning, it's about to spin some other places. Did you and the fellas talk about Bill Belichick in North Carolina at all?
We actually did not, which is surprising. There was, I guess, this image off the thing going on. But
what?
So there's a lot of talk about that throughout those shows. But, I mean, I would have taken some time to talk about it because it's a crazy story. I mean, it's amazing that Belichick would even consider it. I think a lot of people kind of just figure he would be in pro football, try to get that extra championship to match Tom Brady. Maybe he's getting at an age where that doesn't matter as much. But I would absolutely love Bill Belichick in college football.
I think it would be great. I don't know how well it would go, but yeah. I would be here for the circus of it. Had a second interview with North Carolina, apparently, and one of his conditions is that his son Steve be head coach in waiting.
I like it. I like that. I mean, that makes sense, again, with his age. His son Steve is not quite like Steve Izzo or anything. Like he is a defensive coordinator
and is actually his son.
Yeah. Well, that too. But you know, he's moving up the coaching ranks. A lot of it due to his father. But I mean that's you know that happens. But it was the DC right at Washington.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes some sense. And that wouldn't turn me away if I was North Carolina or anybody, because head coach in waiting is a nice title, but it doesn't always come to fruition anyway.
That part. Bill Belichick at North Carolina just seems like an odd cultural fit to me, right? I mean, I'm not going to say he can't make it work, but I don't think I see it working. To me, Bill Belichick would have been the guy for Boston College, right? I mean, I get Bill O'Brien taking the job or whatnot. I could see Boston College a little bit better. I could also see Bill Belichick as just that quintessential Big Ten or MAC guy.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the MAC is so far below Bill Belichick, don't get me wrong. But, like, can you imagine Bill Belichick having taken over for, like, Frank Solich at Ohio or something? I can totally see it.
That would be amazing. That would get a lot better ratings in MACtion. But I really think, you know, I can see what you're saying about the fit, but I really think just any college, I mean, you got to think in recruiting, he's going to be able to really bring in a new wave. I mean,
he roped in a 24-year-old girlfriend, so.
Well, yeah, he's already good at recruiting young people. You know, you just got to think, I mean, he's in a different class, right? I'm not saying that he's as cool as Deion Sanders, but a similar Deion Sanders type movement I could see where just anybody in the transfer portal, like, yeah, I mean, a chance to play for one of the greatest coaches of all time in football you know, college or pro. And, you know, North Carolina's got their own things going for them. No, you don't necessarily like them too much, but the Air Jordan stuff and all that. So it would be an interesting combination of brands. And his brand of just, you know, as a college, as being the pro coach that was who he is, I mean, he just kind of gained a sort of allowance to just be able to be really off-putting. And so I don't know if he can, can you do that when you're recruiting? Maybe you still can if you're Bill Belichick.
Well, my thing is that it would be so easy to recruit to North Carolina, but also so easy to recruit against. I'm Bill Belichick is what North Carolina would be saying, but he's Bill Belichick is what other teams would be saying, right? What does he know about the college game? I could see Bill Belichick being the perfect guy to pare a roster down from 120, 130 down to 105, right? He's the guy that makes the tough cuts, the shrewd talent evaluator. But I could also see him maybe being too professional, right? And almost too cutthroat. 3994 says, with NIL and college sports turning more into a business than education, Bill may excel. If all Bill Belichick had to worry about was on the field, sure. But you hire Bill Belichick because of his name. You're not just going to sit him in a football office and say, do football things. He has to go recruit. He has to talk to boosters. That's why you hire him, to drum up some of that interest. He wouldn't be able to hide. He wouldn't be able to stay off the road. That's just not how it works in college football. So I'm not saying Bill Belichick wouldn't be able to make it work on the field, but how often, Bach, do we see the off-field stuff creep in, be a distraction for the on-the-field? And I just don't know if Bill Belichick has the legs, the willpower, the desire to make the off-the-field stuff work right now, even for his kid in a year.
Well, and that's what you wonder, too, is like, what would the role be? Would it, is he the all-encompassing CEO, head coach?
Like Mack Brown?
Yeah. Or is, I mean, is he, would he be returning, I want to say only, like not name only, but with his son there, would it be kind of, like you said, just kind of preparing him? Because that's the weird part about it, is that Mack Brown's like the oldest head coach in college football, and they're replacing him, who would be the oldest head coach in college football. So it's, they're not necessarily going with the young spry hire. And it's also, I mean, how do you feel like Mack Brown's been treated? I know they sent out some good, you know, Twitter stuff and all that, but I don't think he was necessarily happy with the way all that ended. And he's the greatest coach in North Carolina football history.
Mack deserved better, but he also did it to himself. You know, clearly his time had come. North Carolina had that run with Howell and the two running backs, Longo as OC. They didn't capitalize that year. If I'm Mack Brown, I can maybe give it one more year and go out after that. But he's continued to just play it out. He's not getting any younger. It's been tough for them to you know, find the coordinator replacements and the talent replacements, both on and off the field. I know Drake May, but they kind of wasted him, didn't get to the same heights as they did with Howell. So they needed to treat him better. Like you said, he's a legend at Carolina, starting there. Everyone thinks of him for what he did at Texas, but he started at Carolina. It was a homecoming for him. Typical classless North Carolina, if you ask me. I'll just go that way. But speaking of retreads, Bach, we might have a couple more.
That's right.
Neil Brown out at West Virginia. They're talking to Rich Rod again. How about that?
I don't know if I would love the hire. I love the nostalgia of it. I mean, with him with Pat White and that group, I mean, that was a lot of fun. One of the innovators in the read option. And it's kind of interesting to look at his career. Most recently, Jacksonville State, he's doing fine there. But, you know, Arizona, I felt like he had one bad. He did the thing where he had one bad year and then kind of had an okay year the year following. That's not enough. And I just don't know. That's the most fascinating thing to me. And in Nebraska, I mean, we saw it too with Frank Solich. Bad year, 7-7, come back and win 10 games, and then they say, well, that's not enough, fire him. They don't, you know, they never go 10-3 again. And so, you know, sometimes it can be nice to let that pay off. That's what I kind of look at Iowa State, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah.
At one time, their coach, they were, you know, he was on top of the world, and Nebraska was going through the search and thinking, well, maybe it could be Campbell, and then he has a bad year, but they stuck with him, and now look where they are. They have their best season of all time. So just kind of interesting to see where that goes. I don't know if I'm necessarily out on Rich Rod, but I don't know. It seems like his height was clearly, like the timing higher was clearly the mid-2000s. Didn't work at all at Michigan. That was a big failure. But, you know, I don't know if he's as innovative or, you know, you kind of say college football's caught up to him. But I'd be very interested to see it happen. And similar to kind of Mack Brown, like we just said, it's like, well, he may not be in his prime, but he was one of the best we've ever had. And so maybe you could see a similar story where you have success, but maybe not, you know, after a few years, you kind of think, well, maybe we should reach for more.
It's just so fascinating to me because I totally understand the temptation for the retread hire, the going back to the X, whatever it was. Rodriguez ends up leaving West Virginia to go to Michigan. Obviously, that's a step up in college football. Right after he's done at Michigan, he takes 2011 off. He's at Arizona. Then he had a big gap between Arizona and Jacksonville State, who's actually, funny enough, playing for a conference championship yet tonight. Mm. So there's that going on for that program in terms of distraction. You think about the rumors of Scott Frost back to Central Florida, right? That's one of the first names floated when Gus Malzahn took the jaunt down, or it'd be up to Tallahassee, not down right. to Tallahassee, back up to the panhandle. But then I think like even to Greg Schiano at Rutgers, right, when he came back, that move made more sense to me than bringing Mac back did. Made more sense to me than...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bringing Rich Rodriguez back would for West Virginia. West Virginia needs a spark, right? Rutgers is just Rutgers. Changing landscape, not the Big East, it's the Big Ten now. But Schiano's young enough, I think he really does have legit connections there. Rodriguez did some awesome stuff in Morgantown. But I just worry for the sake of his reputation, why run it back? Why risk it? I get he's probably not thinking about the risk. He thinks he's going to be successful, and that's what competitors think. But man, if I'm a West Virginia fan, I would almost want to leave that in the past. Thanks for what you did. It was fun. I like the memories where we're at. Don't work on ruining it.
Well, and that's, I mean, as odd as it is, because Bo Pelini got fired, but I was a big Bo Pelini fan, but I kind of think the same thing. Like, people will say they should have just kept Bo and they would have eventually won a conference championship. And I felt like it wasn't that it was wrong to let go of Bo. I think the hire that you made afterwards was the real problem. But I think now, like, the idea of, like, bringing back Bo, which obviously I'm not in this conversation, I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah. Like, if you would bring back Bo, his time has passed. Like, his defensive coordinator job at LSU, who has an immense amount of talent, you know, just didn't look like it was all that good. And really, I mean, his time was similar to what I was saying about the, you know, the potential West Virginia coach here, is that his time was kind of the mid-2000s Big 12 era, and we saw kind of what happened once they went to the Big 10. I just feel like it's okay for some coaches to peak or to, you know, to kind of have their time or to be innovative or, you know, to kind of figure out that part of the defense or that part of the offense and in that era and it not to translate. That's what makes it so special. What Nick Saban or even Tom Osborne, guys that last a long time to be able to make those adjustments over time is even more incredible. But I think as far as Scott Frost, though, I mean, I've wondered for years now if down in Orlando how they viewed the Nebraska deal, because that UCF team just had a lot of talent. And so I think eventually, and history kind of went on to tell, that that was probably more the roster than it was Scott Frost.
Right.
So would there be a big excitement to have Scott Frost back? I'm not sure. And then the other thing, of course, the big thing is there, you're in the Big 12 now, not the American. So not the same path that you can go down to begin with anyway.
You bring up Bo Pelini. I think that's a fascinating transition here. Is Oklahoma State having its Bo Pelini moment right now with Mike Gundy?
It could be. I'd have to look closer what happened to Oklahoma State this year. I mean, they
didn't win a game in conference play.
I know
they
that.
Did not win a game in conference play.
I know what's going on as far as, like, yeah, the overall, the losing streak and all that.
Well, how about this? Mike Gundy calls out the fans in, like, week four. So that's what's going on with Oklahoma State right now.
He's never been quiet. What I meant is, like what went wrong on the field. Sure. Because he just won there for so long. And I would at least give him an opportunity to redeem himself. Like I was saying about, Coach Campbell over there at Iowa State. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have it, and it's hard, even as a Nebraska fan, to think, would we be able to do that? Now, of course, in the midst of trying to just get to a bowl game, it's hard to imagine going from 9 or 10 wins to 3 or 4. And if you would, have the patience to give them another attempt. But I just think, from what I've seen, if you're going to do that, I think you've got to have patience in that year afterwards, right? You can't expect the world if this team has 3 wins. It's going to take a little bit to build back up. So I think in their mind, I wouldn't necessarily think, like, what are the expectations for next year? It's like, what are the expectations for the next 3 years if we keep Gundy and if we don't? And I'd he's talkative. the Ollie Gordon situation, I don't think was handled very well, and they were just supposed to be a good team. They just had so much returning talent, like an 8-year quarterback, again, Doak Walker award-winning running back, that without knowing exactly the specifics of kind of what went wrong this year for Oklahoma State on the field, I would be willing to give him more of an attempt, because it's like his first losing season in 22 years or something like that.
One of the people I talk sports with the most outside of this building, his family is a big Oklahoma State family, and he was hating on the coordinators all year, offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. I believe it was their DC was brought up from like Division III. Okay, give the guy a shot, fine, didn't work out, because Oklahoma State lost Jim Knowles to Ohio State just a couple of years ago, and the offense kind of floundered, right, this last year with all the returning production coming back. I tend to be with you, Bach, because if it's run its course, it's run its course. You hope that Oklahoma State decision makers would have the best pulse of that, but also they're the most likely maybe to be blinded by emotion and get caught up in the moment, right? Mike Gundy has been at Oklahoma State since Les Miles left. His first year was 2005, and that remains to this day his only other losing season in Stillwater. Every other season, he won at least 6 games, and when he won 6 games, he won the bowl game to get you to 7. He had a 7-5 season where they lost the bowl game, but otherwise, Mike Gundy's been a winner. He won double-digit games 2010, 2011, did it with Dana Holgorsen in 2013, 3 straight years of 10 wins in 15, 16, and 17. And then in 2021, they're playing for a shot to go to the college football playoff. If Oklahoma State beats Baylor, the Pokes are in the college football playoff. Mm. I have no doubt in my mind they end up just half a yard short. They don't get a touchdown. Baylor wins. And then just last year, 10-4, 9-3 regular season. They're playing for a conference championship, lose it, but then go and win the Texas Bowl. You don't want to fire a guy because of one bad season. Mike Gundy is a do more with less guy. The part that kind of rankles me is going to your greatest coach in program history, like, plain and simple, and making demands with him, not working with him. And maybe this is what you have to do with a guy that's as hard-headed as Mike Gundy, is give him an ultimatum, this or that. Because if you let him bargain, maybe it's just going to get even uglier. But Oklahoma State, this is according to Pete Thamel, has discussed firing Mike Gundy for cause if he doesn't agree to the new contract that they're offering. And as of 1:30, Pete Thamel's tweet, Mike Gundy didn't know what this new contract had in it. Mm. You got to show the guy the contract. You got to show the guy and his agent the terms. You can't just say, sign this or you're gone. We'll find a reason to fire you. It wasn't good. It hasn't always been pretty. The highs for Gundy have been higher than the highs for Bo. The lows for Gundy have been lower than the lows for Bo. Not the exact same situation, but man, you just watched what happened in Norman. Made the wrong hire. I'm sorry, Brent Venables. You played a tough schedule this year after winning 10 games last year. Venables isn't a bad coach. He's not a college football playoff winning coach. I don't think he's a college football playoff semis coach. Maybe you can get Oklahoma in there eventually. Oklahoma State can't afford to pull an Oklahoma.
Yeah, and it's just interesting, too, because last year he was the Big 12 Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
I mean, going to that to winless is tough, but it's... I just think you got to give him another opportunity here. Again, just had the Doak Walker Award winner 2 years ago. Just has done so much for that program But you're right. Like I think you said that pretty well. It's like they should, like, from the outside we can see that. From the inside, they're so frustrated with this jarring losing season, and not being able to pick up a win. But it's also, you just got to look at the instability of the Big 12 too. It's like, if we keep Gundy around and we can right the ship, then perhaps Oklahoma State can be on top of the Big 12. And I get, again, that's part of what hurts them, is that was the expectation this year. But, you know, again, you look at the top of that conference right now, it's not like any of those teams, I don't want to say, have supplanted staying power, right? It's kind of flash in the pan right now. Will Coach Dillingham be at Arizona State in a few years if he keeps winning? Mm-hmm. Probably it would be rising up. You know, Colorado Dion, we all have our questions about that. Iowa State, again, maybe Coach Campbell will be there, but again, he's had his own ups and downs. Right. So it's just fascinating to see this in a standoff. It doesn't feel right. Again, we talked about Mac Brown. It just doesn't feel right for a long-term head coach that's given that much. And remember, he played quarterback there. He's Barry Sanders' quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, that's given so much to the program to be kind of be put in a rock and hard place or a tough situation. I don't feel great about it, but I also don't know. The other thing is, if he is somewhat like a Mike Riley type of deal coming off a 3-9 season, I always kind of think about this. If you fire a coach and your coach rockets to the top of like the free agency market, as far as, you know, who would now everybody would be in after Mike Gundy, well, then maybe it's not such a bad coach to have to begin with.
That part. It's complicated. There's a lot going on. We're getting some comments on YouTube and on the text line about Emmett Johnson and Marcus Satterfield. Here's the thing. We don't know. It's a lot of rumors. It's a lot of hearsay. We are not going to comment on it other than to tell you we are not going to comment on rumors. When stuff comes out, we will talk about what we officially know. He's Bach. I'm Austin. We're going to go to break. We got some Husker hoops to talk, some college football championship game picks to make, as well as we continue Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.